was on its way up. The problem, it seems to me, is for the business community to make a judgment based on their needs and the country's needs as to what fiscal and monetary policies we should pursue. We've gotten into this discussion during the present tax bill. How much should the federal government spend? What should be our tax policies? What should be the policies of the Federal Reserve Board? How do we prevent a recurring recessions? We had a recession in 58. We had a recession in 60. How do we prevent another recession? What steps should we take on to lessen our gold drain? These are all very sophisticated questions which require very new answers. I don't think we can answer them with our automatic party reactions or reactions of prejudice, but really need the most careful and sophisticated judgments, because we're all interested in maintaining a prosperous economy with adequate profits, with full employment, which is going to be a particularly difficult problem with nearly 26 million new people coming into the labor market in this decade at the very time when automation is putting people out of work. We therefore need, I think, the closest communion between the business community and the national government, and I'm particularly glad that you have an opportunity to study at MIT, particularly in the field of economics, to come to Washington and talk to some of our people about some of these problems, because our interest is certainly a common one, and we all want the best for our country. Thank you very much, and we're glad you're down here.